Hello, fellow podcast travelers. Welcome to Saybrook Insights, a production of Saybrook University, an accredited, nonprofit, private institution of higher learning headquartered in Pasadena, California. Celebrating 50 years this year, our humanistic approach to online education has resulted in thousands of alumni the world over advancing the health and well-being of the communities we serve. My name is Nathan Long, president and host of this podcast. Today's episode features one of our illustrious integrative medicine and health sciences faculty members facilitating a mindful moment. We hope you find this experience an opportunity to recenter and relax. For more information about Saybrook and its programs, go to www.saybrook.edu. And now, join us for a mindful moment.
So welcome, everyone. I'm Luann Fortune with Saybrook University in the Department of Mind-Body Medicine, and we welcome you all today on September the 11th in the year 2020 and the 19th anniversary of something that was very important to our world. And I also welcome Dr. Sabrina Njai, who is a graduate of the Mind-Body Medicine doctoral program. She is a clinician, and she has a practice, and she teaches for the Center of Mind-Body Medicine, and she does the work that she's going to be doing with us today in her practice life as well. So welcome, Sabrina.
Thank you. Thank you, Luann. I want to begin by thanking all of you that are on this call, all of you that might be listening, and also to thank Saybrook. And Don Moss, who was the founder of this program in many, many ways. I was a student of the third cohort. And it's interesting that you all are in your RC right now, because my RC was 10 years ago this fall as well. And I'm just noticing I don't want to call it irony, but I'm just noticing all the different connections that I have with all of you on today's anniversary. In addition to being a Saybrook student and a Saybrook alumni, I am also originally from New York City, and I happen to be back in the city of my birth on September 11th with my very tiny daughters at that time. I had a almost one-year-old and a three-year-old that I was traveling to visit my family with. And so I have a deep connection to the sense of loss that continues. I have a connection with the sense of grief that continues, not just because we as Americans suffered a loss, but I actually lost people that I loved on that day, and people that I love who are still suffering some of the long-term health implications of that day. And it's interesting that as a faculty member at the Center for Mind-Body Medicine, which was a part of this, of the initiation of this Saybrook program, CMBM was also very active in addressing the trauma of 9/11 with the firefighters of NYPD, as NYFD, who, as we know, lost a record number of firefighters. So I can't help but notice the connections between what happened 19 years ago and what we're faced with right now. And what we as people who have chosen the path of healership, what are we really being called to do? And what are some of the lessons that we still need to heed from that experience of 9/11, and noticing what it's like to be in a world that is still at war, that is still grieving, that is still going through trauma everywhere we look, that is now faced with a pandemic and faced with cities that are on fire because of social unrest, and with an entire West Coast that is on fire because of what's happening in our climate. So we begin by just noticing and being reminded that we are all in a relationship, that there is no separation between what any of us are experiencing, and that all of us will experience some sort of traumatic life experience that will change the trajectory of our lives. So this meditation that I'm going to share with you today is a bit of a conglomeration, I guess, a meditative hodgepodge of the work that I do with the center, of the work that I do as a peace builder, and the work that I do as an integrative mental health practitioner in private practice, and what I do in the work that I do as a spiritual guide in the Sufi lineage that I follow. And one of the major tenets of every spiritual path is the practice of compassion and forgiveness. So on this day in which we are all struggling with accessing that part of ourselves, I want to invite all of you to join me in a compassion meditation. So I want to invite you to just softly close your eyes. And we begin with a deep, deep breath in through your nose and softly breathing out through your mouth. Again, taking a deep breath in and softly breathing out. With that in breath, I want you to use your imagination and imagine that the air is going all the way down to the bottom of your lungs, being reminded that when it reaches the bottom of the lungs, you're able to expand your heart's capacity. Coming back to your lungs, being reminded that the lungs in Chinese medicine is where grief resides. Using the breath to bring healing to the lungs. Acknowledging that California is struggling to breathe. Using our breath to send compassionate breath to all of those brothers and sisters, our brothers and sisters, our human brothers and sisters, sending a breath of compassion to them. As we continue to let the breath softly go in and out, we expand our focus to include our brothers and sisters in Oregon. Sending a compassionate breath to them as they also grapple with the reality of loss and grief. Sending that breath across our entire nation. As every human being in our country is grappling with the breath, grieving what has been lost in our work, grieving what has been lost in our identities, grieving for all the black and brown men and women struggling to catch their breath, breathing for the white, the red, all the majestic colors that make up the expansiveness of our country, breathing compassion to every single person who falls under the illusion that they are above, or the illusion that they are below the breath of another. Breathing across this country and landing for a moment in New York, where thousands of men and women lost their lives, thousands of men and women are still struggling with their breath as they grapple with the remnants of lungs that became infected after 9/11. Allowing our breath of compassion to travel across the entire world. As every nation, every country, every man, every woman is faced with a virus that attacks our lungs. Breathing a breath of compassion for every person who has lost another to COVID-19, this global trauma of a pandemic. Continuing to breathe as we connect with the forests. Connecting our breath to the Amazon, the lungs of our earth. As we ask the Amazon for forgiveness. For our contribution to the ways in which it has suffered. Breathing deeply. The sacred breath of compassion. Reminding ourselves that we all have lungs. Asking the divine to remind us each and every day that we are all related. Coming back to the breath of our nation, in which many of us sit right now. Breathing back, honoring the land in which we sit, that was once the home to natives. Remembering the words of Chief Seattle, who said, "We are all connected. All things connect." Continuing to breathe and bringing the breath to yourself. Reminding yourself to also hold yourself with that breath of compassion. Being reminded that if your compassion does not include yourself, it is incomplete. A saying that has been attributed to the Buddha. So together in community and alone with your own sacred breath, we take three final breaths together. The first, compassion and gratitude for our minds. May we continue to think and explore and find solutions in community. That second breath, gratitude for the body and compassion for the ways in which we have not honored it. That we may honor that this body has been loaned to us for a divine purpose. And that final breath, honoring the divine spirit of nature, of animals, of humanity that keep us all connected. And just taking a moment, sitting in silence with your own breath. And when you're ready, and only when you're ready, I invite you to feel the movement of your feet, your legs, the chair in which you sit, feeling your breath rise and fall, feeling your heart. And when you're ready, slowly taking your time, you can open your eyes.